What's Making Us Sappy is a weekly feature where we ask our guests to reflect on the things that are keeping them sane during the pandemic lockdown. Films, games, comic books, books, whatever it is that they're excited by. So for example, this week we have...
I'm Tracy Van Spyke. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer for the Pop Culture Collaborative. I've been rewatching and binging The Office, Superstore, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine with my 10-year-old. And it has been amazing to sort of look at these shows in the sort of the framework of now from when they were created. The Office is both hilarious and super cringy. And would we ever see a Michael Scott in television today, even if the absurdity of him, to where Brooklyn Nine-Nine has had to take a pause on their show. They're actually waiting. They delayed their writer's room and going to go into production next year because they've had to really rethink a police show in the Black Lives Matter moment and movement. So it's been amazing and fun to watch those shows through the eyes and with my 10-year-old and think at sort of a deeper level of how television and society is changing and how we as social movements has also changed it.
I'm Bridget Antoinette Evans of the Pop Culture Collaborative. And one thing that I've been doing, it's not so much one piece, but a canon of pop culture, which is the work of Cicely Tyson, which I have been re-engaging with. I've seen everything, and I've been obsessed and in love with Cicely Tyson since I was literally like a school child in second grade, I think it was, when we watched The Autobiography of Jane Pittman in school. And I became so in love with the idea of how powerful and beautiful she was as an artist. And it gave me the idea in my mind of what an actor is and that I could be one. It is the reason why I became an actor. And now looking back at her, you know, whether it was that particular piece or all of the other myriad of television series and films that she's done and plays, I think she has something to teach us about what it looks like to be free in a world that is doing everything in its power to prevent you from being such. As an artist, the life she has led is pretty extraordinary. And so treat yourself to, you know, the whole canon of Cicely Tyson.
Yeah, I want to add that I, years ago, was lucky enough to be in the audience for the world premiere of the Autobiography of Ms. Jane Pittman at the Atlanta International Film Festival with Cicely Tyson was there.
Oh, my God.
And she got a 15-minute standing ovation. I've never, in my experience of any kind of theatrical form, have seen anyone get a 15-minute standing ovation. But just the most thrilling moment I've ever had in a movie theater.